This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Doctors around the world are clamoring to treat Britain's 11-month-old Charlie Gard, and it's coming to light that other Brits with his condition have been treated. Thursday is the day Charlie's family faces off in court against those who say existence offers him no benefit and that it is inhuman for Charlie to live. David de Leyden's attorneys have been cited with contempt for ostensibly supporting the free part of speech in de Leyden's latest undercover video, the one with abortionists talking profanely about abortion specimens. The de Leyden team will likely take some losses in the courtroom of the judge with connections to Planned Parenthood, but seems to relish the idea that his rulings may stand little chance on appeal. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Be part of a culture of life and learn more about life. Visit lifenews.com today. Some writers are panning the Associated Press style book. It instructs journalists in proper pronunciation and to never use words like pro-life. So even if you or I were to write such words, editors are emboldened to edit them right out. It appears that critics' concerns of fake news barely scratch the surface. The question is, more and more, is a free press actually the freedom of media corporations to restrict words? For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.